Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river. I wish we had held back the river last night. Jesus, whipping, flipping it. Lee won the poker. I've never seen a man hit so many rivers. I got me cards in against him with the best cards and two pair on the flop, and he outdrew me. He had whacked in and outdrawn somebody the hand before that, and then he went on to do it again at the sharp end of the final table. But you have to do that. You have to win these races to win these kinds of tournaments. So well done, Lee. And he bagged 211 nicker for his efforts. He beat S0400563. It's like a character out of Star Wars, isn't it? Don't know who that is at all, but that's who Lee beat heads up. And Gianluca, who won last week, took a very admirable third. So he tops the FTS poker money list and becomes a man with a target on his back each week. But great fun, 77 people last night. I know some played who hadn't played before. And Lee Cow put his hand up on Twitter, and that conversation went on all night, it seemed, discussing the merits of Lee's play and what was right or wrong. But he got in with pocket kings, hit a king. But an ace jack, I think it was, outdrew him to send him out the unfortunate title of first man out for the week. But thanks everybody playing, from Lee at the bottom right up to Lee at the top. Thank you all for playing. It is a good way to kill a few hours on a Friday night. As I say, 77, and that's a 15-16 increase on last week. I love it. It's good fun. As I say, 15th I went out in, but I got done with Queens against Aces. Martinez, who finished 4th, I think, played those Aces nicely, lured me in, and I got done there, and then I built it all the way back up just to go and get rivered. Hold back the river, hold back the river. See, get me singing. Yeah, I did have one bit of joy, though. I knocked Sam out, so there, she was ever so pleased. right, I'm going to do another one next week, but I've got a couple of questions first. For those of you who've played the poker, and I'll put this on a poll on Twitter, if people just who played the poker can answer, just so that I get an idea going forward of what to do. The first tournament, we did 10-minute blind increases. Last night, it was 5. Last week's tournament lasted 3.5 hours with 60-odd players. This week's lasted 2.5 with the 5-minute blinds for 70-odd players, so it's about an hour less with more people. What do people prefer? A couple of people said they didn't like the blinds going up so quick. It makes no odds to me. I don't watch TV. I don't sleep, so I could sit there all night. I don't care how long it takes or what's going on. Whatever you guys want to do, whatever the majority is, I'll go with. So I'll put a little thing on Twitter if people could just hint, and I will literally go with the majority of what people do. And if people want to email me in their views, I'll see which way the land lies and set Friday's tournament up with either 5 or 10 minutes, depending on that. And it will be in the club lobby over by Monday for people to register. And then I'll send the codes and things out for anyone else who wants to get involved throughout next week. But next Friday, 7:15, lockdown 3. Gianluca's got a win under his belt. Lee's got a win under his belt. They're the people to go after. Secondly, I've been asked if I'd run them more frequently. Again, it makes no odds to me. I'd play 1, 2, 3 times a week. But I'm conscious of it then being something normal, will not be in something to look forward to. And also, I don't want to keep asking people to put the 11 quids in. It's up to you again. I don't get anything out of it. PokerStars take a quid for a person for the software basically running the tournament, and the rest just gets paid out in prizes. But if people want a Monday, Tuesday one, something like that, or a Sunday one, I'm happy to do it. Just got to let me know, guys. You've got to let me know if people want a higher stakes one. I've got no problem. I'm not just going to set these things up and keep asking people to whack money in. If you want it, I am more than happy to set it up. Anything over this period that you want, you know, be it recipes, people asking me now, whatever, ask, and I will try and accommodate you. And that said, I've put a video up. I had a couple of queries about average price. Vinny, I know you've tweeted me. It's nothing to do with what you asked me. It's to do with members of Ultimate who've asked me about why don't I just lay under the average price. I've tried to put a video up to explain that. Vinny, I'll get to your query sometime in the future. But that's a few videos I've done now. They're on the website under FTS blog. And if I think when you click that, you can click a little submenu saying FTS blog on the main blog page and it will show you the videos only. So that's there. Again, if people got ideas for videos they want to see, drop them in. I'll make them when I can. Joke of the day. Joke. I love the jokes. I love the fact I'm getting more emails with jokes than anything. I'm loving the passion with you lot emailing in jokes. I started it as a corny old thing and it's now become a sort of roll of honour. Who'd have thought it? So today it's FTS member Sal. I absolutely love Sal. Known him years. Great FTS member. Lovely, lovely guy. But I will leave you to decide the quality of Sal's joke. Here we go. I don't know whether I've got the best delivery of this. I really need the Apollo stage tonight to get up and do the actions and things. Two hunters are out in the woods when one of them collapses. He doesn't seem to be breathing and his eyes are glazed. The other guy quickly whips out his phone and calls the emergency services. They answer. He gasps. I think my friend is dead. What can I do? The operator says, calm down, calm down. I can help. First, let's make sure if he's dead. There is a silence. Then a shot is heard. Back on the phone, the guy goes, okay, now what? I liked it, Sal. I did like it. I liked it. Enjoyed it. Good, that one. The FTS public, listening podcast public, will decide your fate. Recipe. Oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. I'm going to the Emerald Isle for my good old mates in Ireland. Angus, Barry Mack, Shane K, Peter J, Daniel L, Manus. Get this down your neck with a Guinness. A nice lamb Irish stew. Somebody asked me for a recipe. Traditional lamb Irish stew. Can't beat it. Apologies if I've missed any of my Irish friends out there. Get it washed down with a Guinness. Get yourselves making this. They will be absolutely ripping me pelters if I don't get this right. If I get this recipe wrong, I'm giving you my version of it. Simple as that. If you don't, if it's wrong, let me have it. Okay. Right. So I use the old smoked bacon lardons. If not, you can get some thick bacon and dice it, but I use they do them in the supermarkets, packets of bacon lardons, Sainsbury's Finest or whatever I think I use. Boneless lamb shoulder, got to be lamb shoulder, cut it into 2-inch pieces. Salt and pepper, obviously. Half a cup of plain flour. Half a cup, look at that. See, I've written that down, half a cup. Half a cup, let me tell you what it is in ounces. Half a cup in ounces, because I don't even know. I've got a little set of plastic cups. It's about 4 ounces. There you go. See, I've got some little plastic cup measurement things that Sam got. So 4 ounces of plain flour, a couple of cloves of garlic, an onion, a half litre of beef stock. I use, what do you call it? What do you call it? Those stock pot things, that's what I use, those Norse stock pots. Good they are really good. So yes, I use one of those. So you want good half litre to 750ml, depending on how many you're feeding of that stock, beef stock. Some carrots, about 3 or 4 decent sized carrots. And then you want a good old lump of potatoes, about a pound of potatoes at least, and cut them into sort of half inch squares, some thyme, some bay leaf, a bit of white wine and a bit of parsley. So get your ingredients ready. First job is saute the lardons. So just brown the lardons off, get them nice coloured, and then move them to one side. Leave the fat that they've generated in the pan. Just try and scoop them out with a slotted spoon, keep them in a bowl. Then mix the flour in a bowl with some salt and pepper and get the lamb in there and toss that to coat it, and then get the lamb in the oil from the fat from the bacon, and brown that off. If you run out, just tip a little bit of olive oil in there and get that moved over to a casserole dish now. So once the lamb's browned off, get that in a casserole dish. In the pan you've cooked it in, again, if you've got the fat from the meat in there, leave it. If not, add a bit of oil. Add the garlic and a chopped onion and fry that until it coloured. And then whack the bacon back in just to warm it through again. Then put all that in top of the lamb with the beef stock and a sprinkle of sugar, and leave that to cook for about an hour and a half on a low heat. Just put it on your hob, cook it for about an hour and a half on a low heat. Then add some sliced carrots. If you want to add another chopped onion, add your potatoes, get the white wine in there, add the thyme in there, add the bay leaves in there, lid back on, simmer it for about another half hour, 40 minutes now, until all your vegetables are tender. And then all you got to do is add a little bit of salt and pepper at the end for taste, and top it with a little bit of serve it in a bowl and top it with a little bit of parsley. There you go. Beautiful lamb stew. Wash it down with a Guinness. You can eat go wrong. They're easy to make. One pot, lasts forever, tastes lovely. Crack on. There, the old Irish boys will be going, that's not what you do. That's not what you do. Book of the day. Very apt, this book of the day. Going back to the old classic novels, I did 1984. This is a must read. Everybody should read this book before they die. To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm sure many of you have read it, about the prejudice of the Deep South. And the reason I mention it, because I haven't mentioned him a couple of days, it allows me to nicely segue into that fucking current orange sitting buffoon president. What was all that about yesterday? Fucking liberate this, liberate that. The guy's an absolute fucking idiot he is asking people now to go out and basically turn on state governments. I haven't mentioned him for a couple of days, but he is one of the most dangerous people on the planet. He's now basically wanting to kill people. It's all to do with his re-election. It's absolutely nothing to do with controlling this virus. His numbers are plummeting, and he is trying to rally his base. And there's people out yesterday with swastika flipping banners, Confederate flags. Perhaps they want to look up the Confederacy and what happened to them. That's all that matters to him, and he is going to get found out in time. History will show him for what he is. And I keep saying it's past politics, left or right, it doesn't matter. This guy he's a narcissistic fucking lunatic, plain and simple. And it's that vote for him at all costs because I don't like the other guys. It's just dangerous stuff. He's an absolute fucking danger, the guy. An absolute. Is there a bigger melt on the planet than that guy? Genuinely. Fucking unbelievable individual. What was that? Book of the day, To Kill a Mockingbird. It is an absolute classic. Genuinely, really good book. Anybody should read it if you haven't done. I'm pretty sure that people will have read it, or a lot of people will. Go back and read it again. Really good book. We now have a page. We've changed it a couple of times while I'm on that. On the website, he says, called Resources, FTS Resources. It was called Bookshop, but we've changed it because it's got other bits like Office and Dropbox and things like that on it. But that's got all the books of the day on there. So if you want to see what we've... Oh, and somebody's... Again, I've put Audible on there. Somebody's mentioned Audible to me just this morning, literally in a DM 5-10 minutes ago. Audible obviously is Amazon's listening to book service, Audible Books. I've got it. I put it on when I'm walking the dog. Other people have it on in their car, and that it is, I think it's about £6 a month, something like that. If you don't like reading, you just like listening, it is well worth joining up for fairly cheap. You can get a free book, one book a month with that, so well worthwhile. So crack on. Audible, if it's for you. But that's all on the FTS. What is the actual page address? Is ftsincome.co.uk/resources/recommended. Top menu, there's on the FTS site, there's a menu item, resources, little drop down menu, it's the top one. But that lists all the books that we've listed over this lockdown period. It will keep going. And as I say, a few other bits that we haven't got To Kill a Mockingbird on there. They'll be added as we go. over. Okay, so that's that. To Kill a Mockingbird, book of the day. What else have we got? I've done the pokey. Better do the stat of the day. That's the one I'll get pelters for. You didn't do a stat today. Racing. Is this going to be the last racing one? I might do racing. I've got a couple more football ones I want to get out. All weather at Newcastle. Newcastle, fairly new all weather track. There was a bit of uproar when it was announced, but it went ahead. So all weather at Newcastle. Those of you on not RAP but RTS ratings, if you're a racing member, you obviously get access to both. What rating is it? Hang on, I'm just looking for the heading. The OR ranked one. OR ranked one. So column AQ at Newcastle. All races at Newcastle. All weather. This is not the jumps, because they do have some jumps racing. OR ranking one. Priced at 11 a.m. between 2 and 10. So again, I'm not going into big prices. I like regular winners, not trying to chase a 25-1 winner. So price, not odds on, between 2 and 10. In the 11 a.m. column, so when the sheet comes out, you filter Newcastle if it's on that day. Column AQ to rank in one, column AX between 2 and 10, and then columns Q and R, which were going and distance ratings, put those on blanks. So remove any ratings in there and put those on blanks, and you will have, you'd have had 214 bets for 50 winners and a return of 60 points, 23.36% strike rate. In the place, you'd have had 214 bets, 112 winners for 14.58. Probably not worth getting involved in the place. They win, if you bet them at 11 o'clock, they win just under 50 points, so worth waiting till later in the day till SP. They win 60 points. So, all ranking one, at Newcastle on the all weather, no rating in Q&R on the distance and going, price between 2 and 10 at 11 o'clock, 60 points profit, being another little angle for you guys to look at. So hopefully, just giving you again different ways to look at stuff. It's been particularly good in 2020, just started well and was going well before we obviously had the lockdown come, but that OR ranking's a pretty good ranking. You can't go far wrong using that as a basis to look at things. So there you go. So that is the stat of the day at Newcastle. Newcastle. I'm not good at that, am I? Brian Brewis will put me right when he's on the pod, the old Geordie accent. I've got an interpreter, Brian, lined up. What else have we got? That's it, isn't it? That is it. I've really got to try now and get into some TV, and I just can't. I don't know where to start. I just do not know where to start. I put something on the other day. I think 3 episodes played. It was one of these things on Netflix, and it just, you know, it comes up and play next episode. I didn't watch any of it. I couldn't tell you what. I can't even remember what program it was. I couldn't even tell you what happened. Sam said, are you watching that? I said, no, not really. Just add it on noise in the background for the dog. Oh, we got the dog for another 3 weeks now. So originally I meant to have him 6. Then they wrote and said, can you have him another 4? So that was 10. And then they've written this morning, because the government have asked for this extended lockdown for another 3 weeks, can we have him another 3 on top of that? So it will be 13 weeks. If this keeps on, he'll be flipping huge. He's growing. He's grown 3 inches, I think, since we've had him in height. So I don't mind having him for a few more weeks. So we got him, another 3 weeks. Got me up at 5 o'clock this morning. Little git. Right, enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely weekend. Stay safe, stay indoors. No beach visits, no barbecues. It's all a bit overcast here anyway. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning for some more Pearls of Wisdom.